When you hear a show tune from the great white way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
a horse and carriage, this I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. Separate them, it's an illusion. Try, and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have one without the other.
Well, who knows where that song is from? Does that sound familiar to everybody? Anybody? Anyone? Raise your hand. Oh, Mr. Friedwald, you got to put your hand down. You're always putting your hand up. That, of course, was Frank Sinatra singing Love and Marriage from the 1955 television musical version of Our Town. Who knew that? Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And today we're going to turn our attention to a very unique form of popular entertainment, I think much beloved by many of us in the audience, which were television specials. So original musicals written just for television. On today's episode of Broadway to Main Street, called TV Tuners. So I'm Larry Maslon, your host, and our show is here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the almost Christmas spirity time town of Southampton, New York. Well, I thought today would be a great time to look at TV Tuners because tonight is Hairspray Live on television. I think it's on NBC. And this whole new thing in the last few years that was Sound of Music Live and The Wiz Live and Rocky Horror Live and everything live, everything Live and Let Die Live. is really nothing new under the sun, because they were doing this kind of thing back in the 1950s. Of course, when Broadway was big and the television studios mostly were in New York City, made a lot of sense to do that. And so many talented people rolled up their sleeves and gave us this original material on television, some of which has vanished, unfortunately. But here on Broadway to Main Street, we will bring it back to, let's say, your home screens, but certainly your home radio or your car radio or your iTunes or your iPhone, however you listen to and enjoy Broadway to Main Street. Well, Love and Marriage from the R Town, that was written by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen. What a great team. And we'll get back to that song. And so many great teams came together. In 1956, Arthur Schwartz worked with the lyricist Maxwell Anderson, Lost in the Stars, Knickerbocker Holiday, to write a musical version of an Anderson play called High Tour. It's sort of fantastical kind of mixture of Washington Irving and Brigadoon. Don't really need to get into that, but it had Bing Crosby and this young girl who was about to open on Broadway called Julie Andrews. But here is Bing Crosby singing a wonderful song from the television score to High Tour, music by Arthur Schwartz, lyrics by Maxwell Anderson.
You can't cross a river till you come to it. Can't get out of a tunnel when you're halfway through it. That's what my pap used to say, and I try to live his way. You can't buy Monday on a Sunday, can't buy 3 o'clock at two. I'm living one day at a time. So I do my Monday thinking Monday. I put off Tuesday till it's due. I'm living one day at a time. Never saw tomorrow, only today. Time won't borrow, won't give away. So I live Monday on a Monday. I eat 3 meals without a dime. I come to a hill before I climb. I'm just living one day at a time. You see, you can't buy Monday on a Sunday. You can't buy 3 o'clock at two. I'm living one day at a time. So I live Monday on a Monday, and I eat 3 meals without a dime. I come to a hill before I climb. I'm living one day at a time.
That was Bing Crosby. Why isn't that song a standard? What a great song from High Tour, the television show. Well, you might say that the television era of musicals was ushered in by Mary Martin and Cyril Richard in Peter Pan. I think that certainly gave it a huge shot in the arm in the mid-50s and repeated endlessly, or done again and live endlessly. Very complicated Peter Pan. Peter Pan was not an original musical for TV. It was sort of brought over. But Cyril Richard became, I would say, the man for early musicals on TV, a wonderful, eccentric British performer. And when Cole Porter came to TV in 1958 for the last thing he ever wrote, the score to a TV adaptation of Aladdin, the story of Aladdin, long before Disney, book by S.J. Perelman, he wrote this wonderful number that Barbara Streisand eventually picked up on one of her early albums. But here is Cyril Richard to welcome us to the supermarket in Old Peking.
want a fancy fan or a turkey born in Turkestan or a slave that's awfully African or a teapot early Ming. Come to the supermarket in Old Peking. If you want to buy a kite or a pup to keep you up at night or a dwarf who used to know Snow White or a frog who loves to sing, come to the supermarket in Old Peking. Sunflower cakes, moonbeam cakes, gizzard cakes, lizard cakes, pickled eels, pickled snakes, fit for any king. If you want a bust of jade or an egg that's more or less decayed or in case you care to meet a maid for a nice but naughty fling, come to the supermarket. If you come on a pony, you can park it. So come to the supermarket and see Peking. Want a gong to beat, or a rickshaw with a sassy seat, or a painting slightly indiscreet that is simply riveting, come to the supermarket in Old Peking. If you want some calico, or a gentle water buffalo, or a glowworm guaranteed to glow, or a cloak inclined to cling, come to the supermarket in Old Peking.
Bird's nest soup,
seaweed soup,
noodle soup,
poodle soup, talking crows with the croup, almost anything. If you want to buy a saw or a fish delicious when it's raw or a pill to kill your mother-in-law or a bee without a sting,
come to the supermarket.
If you come on the camel, you can park it. So come to the supermarket and see me.
Sign me up for that supermarket. That sounds like a heck of a lot of fun. From Cole Porter's Aladdin. Well, so many of these original musicals happened around the holiday time. We all know Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which kicked off its own whole notion of animated musicals, Charlie Brown Christmas, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, you name it. But here's a really wonderful one, again with Cyril Richard, The Dangerous Christmas of Red Riding Hood, which is this kind of insane anomaly from 1965. Here's Liza Minnelli, I think she must have been 20, 21 years old, and Cyril Richard with a score by Julie Stein and Bob Merrill. They got all these great people to work on television back in the day. Here they are. It's a wacky song. Enjoy it.
Ding-a-ling-ding-a-ling-ding-a-ling-ding-a-ling. Ding-a-ling-ding-a-ling-ding-a-ling. I feel so Christmassy. I feel so, so mistletoe. Just don't know when this will go. Ding-a-ling-ding-a-ling-ding-a-ling-ding-a-ling-ding-a-ling. Ding-a-ling-ding-a-ling. When I close my eyes and I really try, I can almost see snowflakes fly.
My shoe tastes as fragrant as a flower.
Ding-a-ling-ding-a-ling-ding-a-ling.
Maybe I should serve us sweet and sour. She will have a very lovely taste. You're a darling, you're my little antipasto. It's a wonder that I idolize her. She won't even need a tenderizer or partly to glamorize and charge it to my diner's club. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling. Ding-a-ling, 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 ding-a-ling.
Oh, Granny, one more time.
Bless you.
Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling, 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 ding-a-ling.
Minnelli from The Dangerous Christmas of Red Riding Hood, a television special, which we're celebrating today on TV Tuners. What a great song. Doesn't everybody want to sing that song in a nightclub or something? At one point, it was interpolated into a revival of the musical Sugar because it was written by Julie Stein and Bob Merrill. Well, Julie Stein and Bob Merrill, I mean, we're talking about Funny Girl, folks, people, turned in, for me, a really seminal holiday television special score, which was Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. I'm sure we all remember that very fondly. It's been brought back in the last couple of years. Tremendous bit of work. Of course, Jim Backus is Mr. Magoo, and Jack Cassidy was in the cast, Maury Amsterdam. And here is Gene Kane, who I think was on the Honeymooners musical special. She was Walter Winchell's girlfriend for a long time. Anyway, a really moving first-rate number from Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol, courtesy of Julie Stein and Bob Merrill.
Was it so long ago, that sleigh ride, the warm glow of happiness when you asked me? It was snowing, but we didn't notice. Winter was warm, summer soft that year. The winter was warm, without a sign of frost, like winter lost its way that year. It seems as I recall, no blossoms fell that fall. May didn't leave at all, or did love paint an illusion? Now trees with a sigh stand and shiver while their dreams fall and die. And all my dreams are there, wrapped up somewhere in summer leaves. Oh, what I'd give to be in this year. The winter is cold, will it ever be warm as it was then?
Goodbye, Ebenezer.
Belle, don't leave. Belle, don't leave. Spirit, show me no more.
The spirit turned into my own bedpost. I'm alive. I still have time to make amends. Oh, glorious, glorious. Listen to those bells. Listen to the song of the Christmas spirit. Can't you hear it? Can't you hear it? Listen to the song of the Christmas spirit ringing in the air. There's Mrs. Dilber in the street outside. Hey, Mrs. Dilber, what day is this?
What day? Why, Christmas Day, of course.
Christmas Day? I haven't missed it after all. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Mrs. Dilber, come upstairs and bring your friend the beggar with you. Listen to the song of the Christmas spirit. Can't you hear it? Can't you hear it? Listen to the song of the Christmas spirit ringing in the air. Clap your hands, point your toe, spin around, and away we go.
He's off his rocker.
I was never saner in my life. Here's a Christmas present for you both.
Blimey, it's gold.
Listen to the song of the Christmas spirit. Can't you hear it? Can't you hear it? Listen to the song of the Christmas spirit ringing in the air. Goodbye, my friends. I'm off to Cratchit's house.
That was not Mr. Magoo. That was Basil Rathbone. Basil Rathbone, yes, our great friend from The Court Jester and Sherlock Holmes and all that stuff. He sang Scrooge in a very early live television version of a Christmas carol called The Stingiest Man in Town. Nice song. I enjoyed that. This is Larry Mazon. We're looking at TV shows that had original scores back in the 50s and 60s. Here's another one by Julie Stein. It's a song that you may find familiar if you know your musical theater. It's from a musical version of the sort of incongruous Western Ruggles of Red Gap. And here is Michael Redgrave and Jane Powell to sing about being in pursuit of happiness. Hands at the end if you know that tune.
I'm not free to vote, but I am free to quote from your Declaration of Independence. The right to succeed has been guaranteed to me and my descendants. And just fancy you in partnership with me. This could only happen in a democracy. I'm in pursuit of happiness, and the Constitution says I've the right to be. I'm in pursuit of happiness, and I have a heart that says you're the one for me.
Positively.
You could make my life sublime. What's the good of wasting time in the way we do? I'm in pursuit of happiness. That's the very reason I'm in pursuit of you.
I'm in pursuit of happiness, and the Constitution says I've a right to be.
Positively.
You can make my life sublime. What's the good of wasting time in the way we do? I'm in pursuit of happiness. That's the very reason I'm in pursuit of you.
Search everywhere, look around till you find it. Suddenly, you discover your right.
Pursuit of happiness, and the Constitution says I've a right to be. In pursuit of happiness, and the Constitution says that I've got a right to be.
He's got a right to be.
Still I'm in pursuit of happiness, love and liberty.
Oh, joy!
Joy the whole day through, that's the very reason why I'm in love with you.
Search everywhere, look around, till you find it? Search everywhere, look around, till you find it? I'm in pursuit of happiness. Where can you be?
I've got it!
And Julie Stein got that tune away from Leo Robin and eventually reused it for Gypsy 2 years later. Boy, was Stephen Sondheim steamed when he found out about that, that song got repurposed in Gypsy. So here is Stephen Sondheim getting his own crack at a live television musical in 1966 called Evening Primrose, with Anthony Perkins and Charmian Carr, who we lost earlier this year. But a beautiful song, and now you can hear it in its full dramatic context.
Charles, we can't go on like this.
Why not? You're happy, aren't you?
I want to hear a bird.
Okay, I'll play you one.
I want to see it on a twig with leaves. Let me see the world. With clouds, take me to the world. Out where I can push through crowds, take me to the world. A world that smiles with streets instead of aisles, where I can walk for miles with you. Take me to the world that's real. Show me how it's done. Teach me how to laugh, to feel. Move me to the sun. Just hold my hand whenever we arrive. Take me to a world where I can be alive.
Is better here. I know, I've seen them both.
Let me see the world.
A poet doesn't count for much out there.
Smiles, take me to the world.
We'd be cold and hungry in the winter.
Somewhere
dark,
I can
shabby
walk.
Room.
For
cracked
miles, take me to
things.
The world.
You couldn't get a job. I couldn't hold one.
Around,
we'd begin to hate each other.
Growing in the ground.
We'd have fights, you'd cry.
We're birds that make us
couldn't bear it if you cried.
Our birds.
have seen
That's
the
real.
World.
Show me how it's done.
And it's mean and ugly.
Teach me how to laugh.
We could laugh together
feel
here.
Move me to the sun.
Stay here with me.
Just hold
Stay here.
My hand.
I love you,
Whenever
Ella.
We are
But we're happy here.
Let it be a world.
Stay with me.
With you. Oh, Charles, what kind of life is this?
I make the decisions. If I say we stay, we stay.
We'll become just like the people here. Cold, spindly things that move at night. Sometimes I think it's happening to us already.
I'm older and wiser. I know what's best.
Oh, Charles, if you love me at all.
I love you more than poetry. We're getting out tonight. There's the ball tonight. That makes it perfect. I'll read my ode. It's the first thing on the program. And then while everybody's dancing, out we'll go. Oh, hell. I'll give you everything. Do you want the world? Well, then, you shall have the world. Ask me for the world. Again, you shall have the world. A world of sky. That's bursting with surprise to open up your eyes for joy. We shall see the world come true. We shall have the world. I won't be afraid with you. We shall have the world. You'll hold my hand and know.
That was from Evening Primrose, Stephen Sondheim's only live original musical that I know of. 1966. So 1966 are a lot of things going on. Here is a Hanna-Barbera animated musical of Alice in Wonderland. It featured cameos by Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble. And, of course, the Cheshire Cat had to be played by the coolest cat on Broadway in the 60s, none other than our good friend Sammy Davis Jr., knocking it out of the ballpark with a great Strauss Adams song.
What's a nice kid like you doing in a place like this? What's a nice kid like you doing in a place like this? With those saddle shoes, well, I must confess, you look as though you fell into the wrong address. What's a nice kid like you doing in a place like this? Why's a nice kid like you solo and so far from home? How'd a nice kid like you get it in a head to roam? With those baby blues and that mellow smile, the minute you walk in, I said, she got style. Why's a nice kid like you solo and so far from home? Boy. Come on, do the monkey with me. That sure is a groovy sock. Ah. Oh. Now let's do the jerk. What's a nice kid like you doing in a place like this? What's a nice kid like you? I mean, doing in a place like this. Now I got a hunch you won't like it here. The potato chips are soggy, they water the beer. What's a nice kid like you doing in a place like this? Now you could be in pictures with that cute little face. So how come you hanging around this funky place? What's a nice kid like you a-doing in a place like this. I'm splitting, a-doing in a place like this. I gotta leave, doing in a place like this. Like bye, doing in a place like this. I bet you can't see me, doing in a place like this. I'm gonna close my big mouth and split.
Boink. Sammy Davis Jr. Wow. Alice in Wonderland animated special. If you ever got the LP to that, he ain't on it. It's got Man Crothers, Contractual Difficulties. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and we're looking today at original television musicals. There's so much going on this time of year. Live Hairspray, Charlie Brown Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Here is an example of all the great Broadway composers who devoted their time and energy to television at a time when television liked that kind of thing. Well, the biggest broadcast of its day was Cinderella in 1957 with Julie Andrews, special score written for her just for television by Rodgers and Hammerstein. It's a delightful score, one of the few TV original musicals then to go on and become a stage production, quite rightly, in my opinion. Here is Julie Andrews with her great opening number in My Own Little Corner from Cinderella.
As mild and as meek as a mouse, when I hear a command I obey. But I know of a spot in my house where no one can stand in my way. In my own little corner, in my own little chair, I can be whatever I want to be. On the wing of my fancy I can fly anywhere, and the world will open its arms to me. I'm a young Norwegian princess or a milkmaid. I'm the greatest prima donna. I'm an heiress who has always had her silk made by her own flock of silkworms in Japan. I'm a girl men go mad for, love's a game I can play with a cool and confident kind of air. Just as long as I stay in my own little corner, all alone in my own little chair.
Why should a fellow want a girl like her, a frail and fluffy beauty? Why can't a fellow ever once prefer a solid girl like me?
She's a frothy little bubble with a flimsy kind of charm, and with very little trouble I could break her little arm.
Why would a fellow want a girl like her, so obviously unusual? Why can't a fellow ever once prefer a usual girl like me?
Her cheeks are a pretty shade of pink, but not any pinker than a rose's.
Her skin may be delicate and soft, but not any softer than a doe's is.
Her neck is no whiter than a swan's.
She's only as dainty as a daisy.
She's only as graceful as a bird.
So why is the fellow going crazy? Oh, why would a fellow want a girl like her, a girl who's merely lovely? Why can't a fellow ever once prefer a girl who's merely me? She's a frothy little bubble with a frilly sort of ale, and with very little trouble I could pull out all her hair. Oh, why would a fellow want a girl like her, a girl who's merely lovely? Why
can't a fellow ever once prefer a girl who's merely me? What's the matter with the man? What's the matter with the man? What's the matter with the man?
So Rodgers and Hammerstein's TV original Cinderella was so popular, it was remade twice. That's from the 1965 revival. With that, you got to hear Barbara Ruick and Pat Carroll. And then there was another revival with Bernadette Peters and B.N. Cox. And I can't play that because they never released it on CD for contractual reasons. Bummer. Richard Rodgers on his own reappeared in 1967 to write a very good score to Shaw's Androcles and the Lion, a musical version of Shaw, who'd have thunk it? But it had a tremendous cast. His music is fantastic. His lyrics are quite good. He wrote his own lyrics. Here is Noel Coward as the Emperor, and then we'll segue into a stunning ballad by John Cullum and Inga Swenson. Who could be better than those three people? Richard Rodgers, Androcles and the Lion from television.
The Emperor!
Hail Caesar, those about to die, salute you!
Good morrow, friends.
Blessings, Caesar, and forgiveness.
There is no forgiveness for Christianity, my dear.
I meant that we forgive you, Caesar.
Inconceivable.
Don't you know the Emperor can do no wrong, and therefore cannot be forgiven?
I expect the Emperor knows better.
Bear Metellus, you can now see the disadvantage of too much severity. Where there's no hope of survival, there's no restraint on impertinence. Do you think I should receive any respect from the gladiators, were it not for this thumb?
Hail Caesar, those about to die, salute you!
Nicely said. The Emperor's thumb is certainly something grand from nail to joint. It's up for life. It's down for death. You're bound to get the point. So fasten your belt and buckle. Knuckle under the Emperor's knuckle. From here to kingdom come. Ignore his smile. Ignore his frown. But watch the Emperor's thumb. My toga was especially designed for me alone. Do they look at it? No, they don't. I wear my wreath of laurels in a style that's all my own. Will they look at it? No, they won't. At the risk of causing something of a scandal, I've been wearing an original kind of sandal. But like the words of wisdom issuing from my head, I could have made as much effect by staying in bed instead. The only thing they seem to understand is the splendid patrician, indomitable, indubitable, inside finger of my right side hand.
Hail Caesar, those about to die, salute you!
The Emperor's thumb is certainly something grand from nail to joint. It's up for life, it's down for death, you're bound to get the point. So fasten your belt and buckle, knuckle under the Emperor's knuckle, from here to kingdom come. Ignore his smile,
hail.
Ignore his frown,
hail.
But watch the Emperor's thumb.
Hail Caesar!
Thank you, dear boys.
Lavinia, do Christians know how to love?
It's what they do best, Captain. They even love their enemies.
Is that easy?
Very easy, Captain, when they're as handsome as you.
You're laughing at me again, Lavinia.
At you, Captain. Impossible.
Then you're flirting with me, which is even worse.
Oh, no, Captain. I never flirt with strangers.
We're not exactly strangers, Lavinia. We've been traveling together on this road for 3 days and nights.
Nevertheless, if strangers are persons who know nothing of one another, then don't you agree that you and I are more surely strangers now than when we met?
I'm a stranger to you, I know. You're a stranger to me. And so, if there's something better than being strangers, that's the way to go.
As a start, we could really try to look out with a kindly eye and regard each other with friendly glances and a friendly sigh. When you're standing here with your face so near, I can see you clearly growing dearer, dear. If you stumble, I'll break the fall. If you run to me when I call, then we'll find we never were really strangers after all.
Lavinia, listen to me. The men in that audience tomorrow will come to the Colosseum to satisfy one vile and horrible passion. The lust and excitement of seeing a beautiful woman torn, shrieking, limb from limb.
They cannot violate my soul, Captain. Only I can do that by sacrificing to false gods.
And so you would die.
Don't think that will be easy. Our faith makes life far stronger and more wonderful than when we walked in darkness. A martyr's agony is as bitter as his triumph is glorious.
A martyr's a fool, Lavinia. Your death will prove nothing at all.
Then why kill me?
Christian prisoners are not allowed to draw the Emperor's officers into arguments and ask questions for which military regulations provide no answer.
Shame on you, Captain.
A little incense on Diana's altar, Lavinia, that's all. If you can't do it out of conviction, at least do so as a matter of good taste, to avoid shocking the sensitivities of your fellow citizens.
You said they were looking forward to it.
Not all of them, Lavinia. Not all.
Why, Captain?
I'm a stranger to you, I know.
You're a stranger to me, and so if there's something better than being strangers,
that's the way to go.
You could say, if you really try, all the things that your looks imply. Is it more than merely some hopeful glances and a hopeful song?
When you're standing here with your face so near,
I can see you clearly growing dearer.
Dear, if you stumble,
if I run to you when you call, then we'll find we never were really strangers after
I think that's as nice a ballad as ever been written. Inga Swenson and John Cullum from the TV, Androcles and the Lion. Well, the whole genre kind of frittered or whatever, you know, vanished away by 1970, the way a lot of mainstream Broadway, Tin Pan Alley stuff kind of did. We still get these, we have a recent revival of live or studio classic musicals, but these were original musicals. Here's one of the few that popped out since the 1970s. Barry Manilow wrote an original television musical called Copacabana. Here is Annette O'Toole singing a first-rate song called Man Wanted.
Much across and just about yay high.
And Ed O'Toole from Barry Manilow's Copacabana. One of the last original musicals was Jerry Herman's look at Christmas time. Christmas, always great for original TV musicals. Mrs. Santa Claus, starring the eternally young Angela Lansbury, just had her 90th birthday. My goodness. Happy birthday, Angela. Here is a lovely number called Almost Young from Mrs. Santa Claus.
I'm holding back the hands of time, and though a fool might say I passed my prime, my heart has always clung to staying almost young. A few gray hairs, a few gold teeth can never hide the kid that's underneath, the kid whose hopes are hung on staying almost young. My walk is swift and sporty, my disposition is evergreen. Oh, I say I'm over 40, I'm over 17. I'll still have all the speed it takes when all the others have applied the brakes, and when my knell has run, I'll still be strutting and kicking like some little chicken, and almost young. So if you think this spunky pup is either bogging down or slowing up, you better hold your tongue. I'm feeling almost young. They always act up each time it rains, but my arthritis and my phlebitis are simply growing pains. So let them say I passed my peak, that I'm a million years from hide and seek, but when my dirge is sung, I'll still be tough as a riddle and fit as a fiddle and strutting and kicking like some little chicken, and almost young.
So if I asked you what great Jerry Herman score was written for the great Angela Lansbury, you can say there were two of them, including Mrs. Santa Claus. I haven't really heard too many songs with the word phlebitis being used, let alone rhymed. Well, we had a lovely time today looking at great TV tuners, great score songs by great, great teams written for original television musicals. I want to remind listeners that next week will be our 200th episode. We have a very special one called Groundbreakers and Game Changers, which I think you should enjoy. I'm going to close out with a lovely song by by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn from the original television musical Our Town, which starred Frank Sinatra, Paul Newman, and Eva Marie Saint. What a cast. It's a song that I think works so beautifully for Thornton Wilder's beautiful work. Never really be a hit song, but again, these great geniuses turned their great talent and got other great talent to come to television. So let's close out with the opening number to Our Town. Here's Frank Sinatra.
Like the folks you meet in our town, the folks you meet on any street in our town, pick out any cottage, white or brown. With that lived-in feeling, you will like the shady lanes in our town. The music of the passing trains in our town. You I promise you, in this our 2x4 town, welcome on the door town, if you'll make it your town too.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.